Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about, should founders sell themselves, or is that projecting a weird or weak message to the world?
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So this is going to be a short rant episode, but I feel like maybe especially our audience or some people in our audience will benefit from hearing this. I was on a mentor call recently, and there were a bunch of kind of self-funded founders and bootstrap or self-funded SaaS entrepreneurs on that call. And there were a lot of questions around selling. And then one founder asked the question. It's one of those rare ones where I've heard it many times over the years, but I've never addressed it afterwards in kind of a one piece of content to share that with my opinion about this with the world. And so it kind of clicked that I was like, I can't believe I've never talked about this on the podcast or never talked about this on any video or something like that. So I wanted to chat with you about this real quick. The basic premise being here, and I'll ask you first and see what you think and what you would have told this founder, and then I'll tell everybody what I told them. But here's a founder that has built a SaaS product that is in the early days. And he asked me, he said, basically, listen, I'm a bit concerned that if I'm starting to reach out to people via email and cold call and all that, and I'm like, hey, I want to sell you this product. And then they're like, oh, you know, what's your position in the company? And I have to say I'm the founder. Then it will obviously communicate that I am tiny. There's nobody else working at this company. And I'm probably desperate because why otherwise would the founder, involve themselves in cold emailing people and ask them for appointments and giving them demos and trying to close them on a deal? And he was like, should I not? Wouldn't it be better if I just, you know, hired somebody to do this so we maintain the appearance of, being a successful, maybe bigger company? That question was directed to you, Heaton. If somebody was like, Heaton, should I sell myself or will that create kind of a bad impression in the market because I'm the founder? Should I rather just hire somebody to do that so people don't think I'm desperate and small? What's your general response to that?
I think it's better if the founder sells. And I think there's some level of like imposter syndrome happening when these folks are like making up reasons why they shouldn't be selling. I think it's all made up junk.
Now let me ask you, Heaton, like you have a really big profile. You're really well known around the world in Silicon Valley. You're an icon in SaaS. You're a pioneer in this space. You're an all-around amazingly successful human being.
Is this my obituary?
No.
Just kidding, Celia. Take all the compliments.
Yeah. and you are notoriously bad at taking compliments, you know.
There you go. Thank you.
This could be on both of our
obituaries,
or tombstones, where it's like, could not take compliments well.
For the life of them. There you go.
But you, with your current startup, you know, I mean, you're doing it all. You've done, I don't know, a bazillion, you know, customer development calls, and you've done surveys where you jumped on calls with millions of people, I feel like, and asked them about all their problems and everything. And so I'm like, Heaton Cha is offering almost anybody, hey, if you are the type of user that I want to build a product for and solve this issue for, I want to talk to you. I want to learn from you. I want to figure things out. I'm going to give you an hour and ask all the questions trying to learn from you. And here's this, less experienced founder, way less successful, way less known. And all of a sudden, this person is like, well, all these tasks, are they not beneath me? Will people not judge me if I send them an email telling them I want to talk to them about my product or sell it to them or whatever? And that kind of a thing drives me crazy because it is an imposter syndrome problem, but it's also like, this is the type of thing where founders are, where insecurities are really standing in our ways of success and of doing the right things.
Right.
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 It's like all this insecurity that bubbles up.
Yeah.
What will other people think of me?
Who cares?
Boom. That's why I love you. Who the fuck cares? Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? Yeah. Are you in the business of making this company and yourself successful, or do you want to be popular? These things are not the same thing. Or do you want to have a glamorous appearance at all times with everybody you interact with? Like, that is a...
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The customer wants you to solve their problem. They don't care about anything else.
I don't care.
What does you as a founder going out and talking to them have to do with that? In fact, like it's a framing, like it's a point of view. It's like, yeah, I'm the founder and I'm doing this because this matters. It just matters. And because you matter, the customer matters.
Yeah.
And so also, of course I'm going to do this. I'll go do it all day. I'll do whatever I have to do if it's of service to the customer. The customer matters. And it doesn't matter who you are, what your title is. In fact, like if you think you're a founder and you're beneath sales, okay, so Steli's going to check you at the door.
There you go. And first of all, it's above sales, which nobody is.
Yeah, whatever it is. Whatever it is. Above, below, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So either way, you're going to get checked at the door if you
gotta get checked.
Selling for any reason, dude.
You have to check yourself before you wreck yourself because you know this is bullshit. Number one, nobody gives a fuck. Number two, you know, people are thrilled to talk to the founder.
Absolutely thrilled. I've never seen a scenario where it's not like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
People are like, wow, all right, I'm talking to somebody that has ultimate power, that probably has expertise, that has influence.
I'll even tell you what, like both my co-founder and I, Marie and I, get on calls for sales at the same time.
There you go. Look at that.
Think about what that signals to people.
Hmm.
We give a shit. Yeah, and this is at FYI, we're about 15 people. Both of us are getting on these calls. Both of us. That's how important they are.
And you know what? And some person will think now, Heaton, and this is another thing we should do a whole episode about because it pisses me off.
Okay.
Is somebody's listening to this now and is thinking, well, Steli Efti and Heaton Shah, of course, once I'm an icon, once I'm successful, of course people are going to be thrilled to talk to me. But if I'm a nobody and I'm the founder, people will laugh at me and will judge me. And you guys are out of touch with what it means to be a nobody.
These people are not getting anything else except from me, except my need to learn from them. They're not getting anything else. I'm not sitting there giving them advice. I'm not doing anything except trying to learn what I can do for them. And
besides that, Heaton, you've been doing this from day one.
Yeah.
Just like me. When we launched Close, I think for the first year, I called every single trial sign up. And I was like,
of course you did. Yeah.
I'm the founder. I wanted to welcome you to the trial. You're awesome. How did you find us? And people were like, are you really? And then eventually, once some people knew me, that maybe, and maybe the people that came and signed up, they'd watched a video of me or something. They're like, are you really Steli? Are you shitting me? I'm like, of course. They're like, you have time to call people. I'm like, what is there that's more important?
What do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do?
Signed up for my thing. Like, you want me to help you out, right? Like, I'm here to help you. What's up?
No. People are always going to be positively surprised. Nobody's going to judge you on this. We've been doing this, when nobody knew who we were. And it has nothing to do with once I'm so successful, then I could do this. People are thrilled to talk to the founder. There's nothing more important to do. I mean, there's founders... Craig from Craigslist was doing support the entire time that Craigslist existed. It was hundreds of millions in revenue. He was world famous, whatever, whatever. And so he was still answering support tickets, right? There's no, this is beneath you or people will judge you. And by the way, if there is a prospect or a customer that is so arrogant, misguided, and confused that they will judge you and go, oh my God, this founder takes the time to talk to me. Well, then it's not a company I want to buy from. Then fuck them. This is part of the customer.
Don't sell to them. Yeah, this is part of the experience. This is what you're buying.
Then if you have to constantly lie and pretend that you're this big, prestigious company, although you're just a single founder that's trying to get something honest and valuable out in the market, the effort it's going to take you to keep up appearances with BS potential prospects is going to burn you out and you're not going to accomplish anything. If somebody is telling you that your size is not a good fit for them, fine, move on. Find a customer that appreciates
They're not an early adopter. They're not right for you. It's not a big deal. Don't take it personally either. Like, just move on.
Yeah. Just move on. I think
the notion is a little crazy that, like, as a founder, like, you need to put up a front. And we sit there and we tell people we're 15 people, and the companies we compete with right now are much larger, and we don't even bring that into account. It's like, as we're talking, we're like, we're 15 people, and the majority of the company is engineering. Isn't that what you want?
Yeah. This, you know, at the end of the day, it's all an exchange of confidence. If you can find some level of confidence in yourself and belief, and you think, you know, what I'm doing can be really valuable, I really care, I have expertise, and I'm going to deliver something valuable, I'm not going to deliver anything. If you can bring that to the table, it doesn't even matter what the answer is. You could say we're 2 people or 2,000 or 2 million people. Yep. Like, it doesn't matter. What matters is that people listen to you and feel like, I think these folks are winners. I think these folks seem to be authentic and honest and seem to be comfortable. And they seem to believe that what they're doing is working. So maybe I should believe in it as well. So you have to find this in yourself. No number or no thing will make this work or not. I mean, you said you share the amount of people that work at your company. We've been sharing that number from day one. And we've always, by a factor of 100x, have been smaller than all our competitors, right?
That's right. And yep.
We're not shying away from this. We're not pretending that we're 4,000 people. We're like, we're 40 people. And our smallest nearest competitor is like over 1,000 people. So look at our products. Which product is better, right? We we sell it as a strength. We're the best team in the market, not the biggest. Don't hide, don't run away, and don't try to pretend something you're not. Ultimately, it's just going to waste so much energy, and it's going to attract the wrong prospects, the wrong customers, the wrong employees. And it's going to be, you know, the beginning of the end. You're the founder selling to customers.